To New Heights. Life lived outside for July 6th, 2023. You hang precariously, sweat dripping from your brow. Just 3 more feet and you are at the top. That is precisely the moment when your arms give out, or at least mine did after climbing up and down rock walls for hours. We have been talking for years about going to Vertical Ventures over in St. Pete to rock climb. When I was in graduate school at Georgia Tech, I lived about 5 minutes from Atlanta Rocks, which, due to development pressures, is sadly no longer there. It was a huge indoor climbing gym with lots of routes for a variety of skill levels. There were lead climbing routes, a few clear across the ceiling, and a bouldering area as well. Plenty to keep a climber occupied. Twice a week, a group of us from school would meet up and climb for hours. It was a great time, and we created a fun little community of friends and got consistent exercise as well. That was 20 years ago, and I haven't been rock climbing since. But an opportunity to go with some friends presented itself, so I dug out my old harness and got ready to climb. It didn't disappoint. Once we got over the initial fear of jumping off the top of the routes while tied into an auto belay device, it's weird. The rope feels loose, but you have to jump. After a few feet, it catches you and you slowly lower. We scampered up and down the walls many times as we could. Or I guess I should say as many times as our arms would allow. We use muscles that haven't been activated in years. At first, especially on the easy routes, getting to the top felt like no problem. Then slowly our forearms started to give out. Harder routes equals more hanging equals tired arms. On one harder route, I did the tough section and then had 3 holds left to climb up, but there was no gas left in the tank, and I had to let go. All 4 of us were sore for a couple of days afterwards, but we are excited that we got a chance to go and are planning to return as often as we can. The girls took to it really well and scampered up and down the wall like they were born to do it. Even better, all this climbing was inside an air-conditioned gym. So it's kind of like life lived outside, but inside. Inside out? Now I'm confusing myself. It was super fun, so if you want a physical challenge and a little adventure, head over to Vertical Ventures. Climb on.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery Family.